We're starting. Okay. Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, where we read The Narrow Road Between Desires page by page, and then we talk about it. This is page number 139. I can't tell what I don't know, Wright groused, but only very softly. Bast half expected the boy to follow up with questions about the particulars of the charm Bast had been hinting at, or that he might complain about the fact that old Nan lived all the way off on the other side of town, about as far southwest as you could go, and still be considered part of Noir. It would take the boy half an hour to get there, and even then, old Nan might not be home. But Reich didn't so much as sigh. He just nodded seriously, turned, and took off at a sprint, bare feet flying as he headed to the southern end of the King's Road. Nodding to himself, Bass continued in the direction he'd been heading, off to the northern outskirts of the town. That's the page and the chapter. I'm Patrick.
I'm Bill.
And I'm RJ.
Reich is bought in on this one. He's not even questioning. He sprints. He's just going.
Yeah, he's getting a little more accustomed to the best I say you do.
Yeah, exactly. He's like a golden retriever, like that a couple pages ago, where he's emerged from the creek all covered and soaking wet. Like, oh, I got the rock. What now? Oh, the needle? Okay, cool. I'll go get the needle.
It does, but it
That's
also...
fantastic.
It also reminds me of how, you know, if you're a main character in a video game such as Skyrim or like Witcher 3 I'm currently playing, and you're like going out on a quest and you truly have just traipsed through every hill and dale and, you know, you're just crashing through stuff. You know, I'm just imagining, of course, yeah, I'm showing up to, you know, whoever asked me to get whatever stone, soaking wet, you know, it's kind of...
What, now you need 10 bear pelts? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you want me to go look for a needle from a very specific house? Yeah, okay. I'm just going where the marker tells me to go anyway.
Yeah, I'll clear the wombats out of that cave. No big deal.
Ooh, the wombats.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a bad infestation.
That is a bad infestation. Yeah. Reich's not putting up much of a fight because he wants what he is bargaining for, which is for his dad to be gone.
Yeah, I think it shows both how much he wants it and that he's getting used to his obligation to Bast, because Bast is telling him to do this thing. And so he's just going to do it. He's not going to question, because the first couple of things he kind of questioned.
Do you think it starts to pull on him the way that Bass sort of talks about feeling the tugs this way and that? Like, do you think Reich actually feels some sort of preternatural, like, pull to do these things in some way?
I think that he might not have the literal feeling, that he might just feel like he has to do it and not know why. Just because he doesn't have those same kinds of senses as a fairy might have. What do you think, RJ?
I don't really know what he might sense or how aware he might be of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it kind of depends on how attuned he is to, you know, Bass workings, I feel, or just the workings of the world. I feel like some people are more attuned to it, while others aren't, and others just don't think about it or don't really notice it.
Maybe this is part of why Bass only does his deals with younger people. Either they have more or less perception in his favor one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Right, or they're more or less able to be close to Fae. I've heard, you know, sometimes you get on one of those internet whole rambles. Sometimes I read about, like, what weird or creepy things have your children said or have your children experienced? Because yeah, parents will say about kids talking about who they were in a past life or bringing up you know, oh, that was when I worked at the, you know, the sawmill. But as they grow older, yeah, they grow out of that.
So are they forgetting their past life, or was it just childish fancy?
Exactly. Like I had, I don't need to talk about my childhood imaginary friend, because I think that came from fear and not from a past life.
Oh,
So this is the end of the chapter. I conveniently have the beginning of the chapter pulled up. Do either of you know what the chapter title is, or should I go ahead and do it?
I mean, I already also have it pulled up. But
go ahead, Pat.
The chapter is Afternoon Still. I think that clearly refers to the Crazy Martin still that he finds.
Yes.
And for once, we actually do see most of the Embrils that are posted in the beginning of the chapter. I think a good few of these are the ones that get scattered around when Kostril comes up to the hill. And the Touch Me Not flower is next to the eye, kind of hidden behind a leaf, which could indicate Best spying on Emberly. The rabbits could also indicate what he was doing with Emberly.
It's a long chapter. A lot happens here.
It was. It was over 30 pages. It's a pretty long chapter.
Well, this is the chapter he spies on Emberly as well. I'm trying to think if there's a still in there, but I don't know, unless maybe the water was... still water before she jumped in, or...
No, the water was flowing, because had to bring flowers. The flowers to her.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there's probably some other kind of still in there, but...
Yeah, except there's a bit of a discrepancy between what on page 136, what Kostril says and what we see, because Kostril says the lamp is unlit, but here it's lit.
That's true. We do get a lit lamp in the little image here.
And the eye is closed in what Kostril says. Like the pool that they just did a couple pages ago.
Yeah.
Apparently the eye was closed and the lamp was unlit, but in the beginning, at least in the beginning of the chapter, the eye is open and the lamp is lit. That's an interesting connection. I don't know if it means anything. I just like to compare.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anything else on this page, lads?
I do think it's good that Bast gets what he wants, right? Which is just more time to do whatever it is he's off to do next.
And it does emphasize just how much time that is, which really isn't a ton. It's, you know, an hour, maybe a little more.
An hour plus waiting, maybe, and bargaining time.
Right.
So, where is he going now? I think I know.
Where's Bast going now?
Yeah, but I want to ask you guys.
He's going to get carrots now, right?
He is going to get carrots. Yeah. And I think it's from, is it from Reich's mom?
Mm-hmm. That's what he does in Lightning Tree.
Well, yeah, so we'll be on the lookout for that.
So that could be why he wants more time, is he doesn't want Reich around when he's doing that.
So you're so smart, Pat. God, we got this Bast guy figured out. This podcast's easy.
Nailed it. All right. We solved everything, and we're so smart. And
Show's over.
So we'll solve you. The next
100 pages done.
We'll solve you like an easy puzzle, too, on tomorrow's Narrow.
Okay.
I didn't know if John was taking a picture. I saw him holding his phone up.